yourself why you chose to come. And if somebody drug you here, just forgive them. Because the Course says the goal determines the outcome. So if we set a goal and we get a chance to focus in on the purpose, it'll be easier to hear the answer. No matter what you think you've been going through today, you deserve peace right now. So just take a minute, just to relax. Just relax. Catch your breath. Remove the blocks to having the kind of relationships we want to everything. Not just a relationship to another lover, but our relationship to everything. We're dealing with the part of the Course that's about relationship with anything and how to have really loving relationships, healing relationships. So, paragraph 11. We're only talking about love or fear. That's it. So, no matter what the terminology in the book it says, it's only talking about love or fear. So it says, think you that you can judge the self of God? That's you. God has created the self of God beyond judgment, out of God's need to extend God's love. With love in you, with love in you, you have no need except to extend it. So in the healing instant or the holy instant, there is no conflict of needs, for there is only one need. For the healing instant reaches to eternity and to the mind of God. And it is only there love has meaning. And only there can love be understood. Is that air conditioner on behind you?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, your man cutting it off for me. So basically, the first part of it says, do we think we can judge the self that was made by love? Can we judge the self that was made by God? Because Course says God is just real love. It's real love. It says that God has created us beyond judgment, out of God's need to extend his love. So love created us beyond judgment, out of its need to extend itself. So love created you out of its need to extend more love. You were created out of the need to extend more freedom and more love. You were made out of the need to extend joy. So that means love is in you. So really the only need that we have is to extend it. So the Course says that when you're having a healing instant, when you're having a holy instant, when you're having a problem solved, when you're having a peaceful instant, that happens when there is no conflict in you about what you need to do. So a healing comes from having no conflict about what you need to do. If you're in a situation with sickness and conflict and strife, it's because the Course says you're in conflict about what you need to do. That's what's creating the problem that a person has. And then it says right there in the book, the healing instant, there is no conflict of needs, for there is only one need, to extend love. So when the only thing I want to do is extend freedom to you, I will be healed. When I want to extend only love, I will be healed. It didn't say I had to make the love. It said I had to let it come through me and let it come through me to the situation and to you. I was talking to a person one time about a relationship that there had been some separation in, and the person was ready to end the separation, but they wasn't sure that if they went and contacted the other person, they would be met with open arms. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ready to get rid of the separation, but you don't know if the other person is going to let it go. And the thing the Spirit said to me to say to them was, first of all, you're not going in that situation because you're focusing in on how that person's going to react to you if you come back and want to be in peace again. Because then you're going into the situation already with judgment and expectation and fear.
Yeah.
What you do is you walk into that situation with no conflict of needs. I just came here to extend joy and extend peace and extend gratitude. I don't care how you respond. You can still be mad at me. You can still not want to talk to me. You can still do anything you want to. I'm healed because I came into the situation with no conflict about what I'm here for. And I'm here to extend you love. I'm ready to extend you love again. I've gotten past my separation and fear, whatever that thing was. And now I'm coming to extend love, not to judge how you're going to react to it. And that's when the healing happens. The healing happens when you just come to give love instead of coming to get it.
Yeah. Okay.
So then he says, the healing instant reaches to eternity into the mind of love, and it's only in the mind of love or God that love has meaning, and only there can it be understood. So I will never understand love until I am in the mind of love. Outside of the love, I'll never understand it. I'll really understand the meaning of it when I'm in the mind of it. End of paragraph. So when I'm in a situation and it seems like that situation has not been healed, it's because I realize now I have conflict about what I'm there for. I'm not sure about why I'm in this situation or circumstance. I need to get clear that I'm in this situation or circumstance to give love, to give peace. So if I'm having a bunch of problems on my job, the reason why I'm having all this conflict on my job is because I've forgotten that I only have one need. And that's to be a means for love to come through me on that job. And if I'm not sure that that's my purpose, then there will be conflict on the job. Now, my ego is going to say the conflict has something to do with some external behavior of somebody around me that needs to change. Whether it's the corporate structure, the boss, my coworkers, and everything else. But as long as I've forgotten, so that puts me in conflict because part of me wants to attack and part of me wants to love. Part of me wants to defend and part of me wants to give peace. So now I'm in conflict, right? And it said the healing instant comes from not having any conflict about what you need to give. And there's only one thing we need to give to each other, and that's full appreciation. And that is what the Course in Miracles calls love. Love is, another word for love is appreciation. That's why if I say love to anybody, I try to follow it up with I love and appreciate you. So that connection that the Course teaches, that love is appreciation. If you're afraid to somebody to tell you that they love you, then it's obvious that your idea of love is linked to sacrifice or loss or fear. It's not linked to appreciation. It's not hard. It's just different.
Yeah.
The Course is not hard. It's just different. It's just different. Okay, any questions about that paragraph before we go to the next section, which is a mother. Everybody clear about where conflict comes from? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm going to give that person peace. I'm trying to decide.